Hare Krishna. Yesterday was the first day of our new Rajadham fair. We had about 850 visitors. Well, not about, that's how many we did have, which is a little higher than the average. It was a beautiful day. Today's Saturday, which will be the biggest day, greatest attendance, and tomorrow, Sunday. Sunday is also very good, but then, of course, people are also going back to the city, so usually a little less. I spent the day yesterday in a tent in the just beside the temple, which had it as its purpose to meet and cultivate and find donors for Radhishams, the renovation of restoration of Radhishams, deity room, Shringasan, and so on. And we met some people today. With a larger attendance, I expect more. And Govinda Maharaj gave a donation, and one of his disciples who were here, they also were very kind and offered. So we're making that effort to really improve the facilities of the deities. And during the day, I was in touch with Gopi Manjari, the wife of Bhakta Mario, who I had spoken about earlier. She had asked me to give him a spiritual name, so I gave him the spiritual name, Madhukanta. And I'd mentioned, I think a lot of devotees have seen, he was in a terrible car accident and was just on life support, and that what was keeping him alive. So she had been in a quandary as to, is he still present or has he already departed? And the doctors were doing tests in order to determine what to do, see if his his body would actually take over from the machines and support itself. And then around 5 o'clock, she phoned me, and in a very relieved and very strong Krishna conscious voice. Up till then, we're, as I mentioned, talking, or she'd send me texts about his condition. She said that the doctors had sort of finally pronounced that he was dead, and they were going to disconnect the machines. And she said that when that happened, then she very much felt his and a very strong spiritual presence, and they were having kirtan, and the father and brother was also there, and they were chanting Hare Krishna. And so at that time she could really sense that he had been present and was now leaving, and he was making his presence, Krishna was making his presence very strongly felt to her, and it was a very reinforcing experience. As I mentioned, she was in very very good consciousness and very, very confident and very clear about what had happened. And so they had kirtan for some time, and then she said, then at a certain point that feeling or that atmosphere subsided, and then she became clear that he had moved on. He'd already left the hospital vicinity, their presence, and he'd gone somewhere else, and then they stopped. So it was an exciting few days trying to follow what was going on, and I was, as I had mentioned already earlier, I was happy for him. Obviously, Krishna had taken him somewhere else and to a better destination. And at the same time, as I had mentioned, he was a very nice person, a very exemplary person, a real gentleman. Srila Prabhupada had defined a devotee as a perfect gentleman. And Bhakta Mario or Madhukanta Prabhu, he was like that. He was a real perfect gentleman. Gentleman is, Prabhupada very much liked devotees. I very much like devotees who are real gentlemen, which means that they really represent Krishna consciousness in their dress, in their appearance, in their conduct, in their speech, in their life. We know Srila Prabhupada was very much like that. Prabhupada came from an aristocratic Bengali family, but Prabhupada came from the spiritual world also. And so Prabhupada's mannerisms, his way of talking and walking and holding his head, and the movements of his hands, all of these were so aristocratic, so very nice, of course gave us an idea of how the residents of the spiritual world also walk and talk. And while we're not necessarily meant to imitate those things, but we are meant to emulate them, and we are meant to cultivate those and understand that we're representing the greatest gentleman, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we need to, when we're devotees, we need to communicate, transmit that message to others. And to be honest, sometimes I'm a little disheartened, or something. It's not always that I see that devotees really, in these ways, represent Krishna and Srila Prabhupada in this type of gentlemanly or gentlewomanly manner. And yet, of course, often there's the argument, well, you know, the important thing is what's inside. But the truth is that what's inside appears and becomes known outside. Mario Madhukanta, he was like that. He was such a person. He was a materially qualified person. He spoke nicely. He behaved nicely. He was very much into Krishna consciousness. He would dance along with the devotees for hours on end. He was very humble. The last time we met was here at our Nrisimhadev Chaturdasi festival, but we also met in Mayapur, although because I had to leave early, so we couldn't really spend time, but he liked to visit the Holy Dham. He was a devotee through and through, even though he was working, and in other words, he wasn't a temple devotee. He wasn't a full-time devotee, but in terms of his work, but he was a full-time devotee in terms of his heart. So, Hare Krishna, that was what I was thinking. Of course, Krishna wanted him to go somewhere else, so what can we do? What can we say? But it was more the fact of a loss of a gentleman, and how much in need we are of such gentle people, such real ideal representatives of Krishna consciousness. And perhaps something that readers also care to, readers, listeners, sorry, care to keep in mind, bear in mind, not that I myself am such a great gentleman, but we should try. We should try to really, really make Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, proud, proud of us, that we really, fully, truly, and in all ways represent, represent them. Not that we try to mold Krishna consciousness and its culture and its appearance and everything else to what we want to be and what we would like to do, but we're happy. We accept the fact that, yes, the best way to eat, sleep, live, look, behave is the way that Krishna does it, the residents of Vrindavan do it, the way we saw and can read about in Srila Prabhupada, and that that's what we embrace as our lifestyle, not something else. Anyhow, as I've done in the past for other devotees, ask devotees to keep Madhukanta Prabhu, Madhukanta Mario in their prayers. And 33 years old, and he's gone. How long do we have? It becomes a philosophical question. Philosophically, we understand, yes, everyone must go. But it's a different thing when we do go, and we never know when we can go. Can be 35, it can be at 5, it can be at 95, it can be very, very quickly, it can be a long, protracted affair. We should not become complacent, and therefore take inspiration and follow the examples of not only the Mahajans, But those devotees, those simple devotees, even in this case, uninitiated devotees, who really take Krishna consciousness to heart. And as I said, make Srila Prabhupada proud. I like this one expression that Srila Prabhupada said about one of his disciples, that chest swells in pride when I think that I have such a disciple as you. So that, no doubt, is the desire of every follower of Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada would also think and say that same thing about them. Hare Krishna.